言わないでここに僕は。 Where are you going, pretty bird? Where are you going, pretty bird? I'm going in the woods, I'm going in the woods, I'm going in the woods, sweet child. What's in the woods, pretty bird? What's in the woods, pretty bird? There's a nest in a tree, there's a nest in a tree, there's a nest in a tree, sweet child. What's in the nest, pretty bird? What's in the nest, pretty bird? There's four eggs in the nest. There's four eggs in the nest. There's four eggs in the nest, sweet child.
Thank you. You're listening to Waveforms WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill. This program is Mirage Station, and my name is Mayuko. We just finished the first set with John Iverson meets Prince Emmanuel, Golden Ivy, and Inra Preston Grupp from the same titled album that just came out from Sand Center record label. The track was titled Alternation. It says here, after receiving hours of unreleased material from John Iverson's reel-to-reel archive, Sand Center's Brandon Hokra conceived of having contemporary musicians finish the vibrant sketches and demos that had been languishing since the 80s. Ahead of that, we heard a Ainu artist from Japan, Umeko Ando. The song we heard was titled Iuta Upopo from an album titled Upopo Sanke, which means, it says here, let's sing a song in the Ainu language. Umeko Ando was one of the best known artists of the Ainu, an indigenous, long suppressed community in northern Japan. She sings their traditional songs together with Oki Kano on the Tonkori harp, who also recorded the album. Many of you must know Oki Kano. He goes by the name Oki, and also his band, Oki Dub Ainu Band, is also pretty well known. He played at Cafe Oto last year, and the recording of that concert came out last month. I haven't had a chance to play it so far, but I'm sure I'll eventually will. But you know what? I got to see Oki solo live in a tiny, teeny venue in Tokyo back in around 2000 or something like that, a long time ago. It was truly a special experience. But you know, when I was a young woman, I was often subject to this kind of bragging by the certain kind of male music fans. Like when you say stuff like, you know, I really like Chibo Matto. And then they go like, well, have you seen Leito Lychee then? When they were going by the name Leito Lychee before Chibo Matto. You know, that kind of bragging. Real life story, I guess I'm still having holding grudge on these kind of things. But now I'm committing the same sin. You know, bragging about such minor things. The goal of feminism was not that everyone gets to mansplain equally, but that everybody stops mansplaining. But this is the sad state of our society. But the music was fantastic, I think. I'm talking about Umeko Ando. Recorded at a farm somewhere in Tokachi, Hokkaido, in August 2003. So that must have been like a year before she had passed away. So the recording was, it took place in 2003, but it came out just this month from Pingy Pong record label. We heard Brian Hernity, two tracks from his album Roadhead and Bloody Bones. Where Are You Going? Pretty Bird. And then Roadhead and Bloody Bones. Instrumental version. We heard two tracks. I would have played. I want to remind you, taking this opportunity, speaking of Bird, I have a second, well, I have another show, radio program titled Bequency. It's Beacon Frequency because it's a show about Bird. It'll air this coming Saturday, 23rd, at 11 a.m. So I want you to tune in to my other show as well. It happens every fourth Saturday of the month, and I would have played that Where You Going Pretty Bird on that show. But the thing is, I already played Brian Hernity's stuff on that radio show Bequency. So anyhow, happening this Saturday, I hope you tune in. I play bird-inspired music, bird field recording and also do an interview with the local bird people here in the Hudson Valley. For this episode of September, I spoke with Eric Kiviat, who is a lifelong resident of Hudson Valley, who has studied the plants and animals of the region for 45 years. He's also the executive director and the co-founder of Hudsonia, a not-for-profit institute founded in 1981 for research, education, and technical assistance in the environmental sciences. And so we talk about, in this interview, how the information is being collected by this organization, Hudsonia, and how we can sort of take advantage of those reports and maps and all that stuff that they had archived that can help us make decisions or ask the right questions that help our community thrive while protecting the bird habitats and natural environment. So if I can say so myself, the interview came out really interesting. So I hope you tune in and check it out. Anyhow, we still have two tracks in this first set. We heard Viagem a Granada, which is a track by Sheila from TV Songs, which is a brand new release from Discrepant record label. We started today's show with a Japanese artist, Amefon. The tune was titled Iwanaide, kind of like Don't Tell Me, Please Don't Tell Me, from an album titled Esquisse Two Thirds. Amefon's really the artist whose work made me truly realize how the music composition itself obviously makes a big difference in the, you know, the quality of the music, but also how they're recorded makes a huge difference. Like, I had a chance to listen to an artist from Japan recorded by somebody else, and then there were some albums or mini albums that was recorded by Amefon, and you know, the tune can be even the same one, the tracks can be the same music, but how it came across was just so different. And when Amefon records them, there's just so much, it's almost like a scene of a movie. Like, there's a sense of story there somehow in the air rather than just a piece of music. So I don't know how these recording engineers can make that magic happens, but that's when I really came to appreciate the work that they do. So it's not just the musicians, but also how people, the recording engineering part, is truly the what makes the magic happens. Anyhow, so that was the first set, and without further ado, why don't we just listen to more music? I'm gonna play a track by Steve Rodden, who passed away a couple of weeks ago already, you know? Maybe it was last week. I should remember the date, but it's such a heartbreaking thing that he had passed away only at the age 58 or something. Made a lot of beautiful installation in the music. So we're going to hear a tune titled When Stars Become Worse. I hope you stick around. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Some more music that I wanted to play, but as always, I run out of time. We heard Thomas Fats Waller, All God's Children Got Wings. Children Got Wings. Not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. The London Suite and Assorted Rarities is the album I played it off of. And we heard Steve Rodden, When Stars Become Worse, was the track we heard. You're listening to Waveforms WGXC. This program has been Mirage Station, and I have been Mayuko. I'm here on first and third Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Eastern Time to noon. So the next show will be on October 4th. I hope you can join me again. And again, don't forget to tune in my another show, Bequency, this coming Saturday on 23rd, I believe. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, all about birds, local birds, that is, and local bird people. Is the show is about Bequency, so I hope you can tune in. Coming up next is the Bedazzled Radio Hour, broadcasting from Spike's Record Rack, a record store on Main Street in Catskill. So don't go anywhere. So that's it for my show today. I hope you enjoy this beautiful day today. It looks fantastic outside here in the Hudson Valley. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.